Takata Jim whirled to glare down on the human. "And have you suddenly changed your mind, Dr. Metz? Do you now think we should let the lunatic woman who now controls Streaker send our crewmates out to certain death?"
"No, of course not."
Metz shrank back from the dolphin officer's rancor. "We should persevere, I agree. We must try to make our offer of compromise to the Galactics, but..."
"But what?"
Metz shrugged uncertainly.
"I just don't think you should blame Toshio for doing his job."
Takata Jim's jaws clapped together like a gunshot, and he caused the spider to advance upon Metz, stopping less than a meter from the nervous man.
"You think! You think! Of all comedies, that one tops all. You, who have the arrogance to suppose his wisdom exceeded the councils of Earth, who brought pet monsters amongst an already fragile crew, who deceived himself into thinking all was well, and ignored danger signs when his wisdom was needed by his desperate clients. Yes, Ignacio Metz, tell me how you think."
Takata Jim snorted in derision.
But we, you and I, agreed on nearly everything. My Gene Grant Stenos were your most loyal supporters. They're the only ones who stood by you."
"Your Stenos were not Stenos. They were benighted, erratic creatures who did not belong on this mission. I used them as I've used you. But don't class me with your monsters, Metz." Stunned, Metz sagged back against the hull of the longboat. From nearby came sounds of returning machines. With a withering glance, Takata Jim warned the human to be silent. Srikapal's spider pushed through the foliage.
"The fibers lead to the pool," the Finn announced. His anglic was almost too high-pitched for Metz to follow. "They go below and wrap around the drill tree shaft."
"You cut them?"
"Yes,"
the Neo-Fin tossed its head. Takata Jim nodded.
"Dr. Metz, please prepare the Kikwi. They are our second greatest trade item, and must be ready for inspection by whichever race we contact."
"Where are you going now?" Metz asked.
"You don't want to know."
Metz saw Takata Jim's determined expression.
Then he noted the three Stenos.
Their eyes gleamed with an eager madness.
"You've been goading them in primal," he gasped. "I can tell. You've taken these Fen over the edge. You're going to make them homicidals."
Takata Jim sighed.
"I will wrestle with my conscience later, Dr. Metz. In the meantime, I will do what I must to save the ship and our mission. Since a sane dolphin cannot kill human beings, I needed insane dolphins."
The three Stenos grinned at Metz. He looked at their eyes in terror and listened to their feral clickings.
"You're mad," he whispered.
"You are mad. These Fen are mad. I am only acting as a desperate and dedicated human being might act, criminal or patriot. It's a matter of opinion, but I am sentient."
Metz's eyes were wide.
"You can't take back to Earth anyone who knows..."
He paled and turned to run for the airlock. Takata Jim did not have to give the order. From Srikapal's spider, a burst of blue light lanced out. Ignacio Metz sighed and fell to the muddy ground just outside the longboat's hatch. He stared up at Srikapal like a father betrayed by a son he had doted on. Takata Jim turned to his crew, hiding the nauseated feeling that churned within him.
"Find, find, find and kill. Kill soft-skinned human hairy ape.
I wait, wait, here, wait here.
The Fen gave out a shrill assent in unison, and turned as one to go crashing back into the forest, heavy manipulator arms brushing aside saplings like twigs. The man groaned. Takata Jim looked down at him and considered putting him out of his misery. He wanted to, but he couldn't bring himself to do direct violence against a human being. Just as well, he thought, there are still repairs to do. I must be ready when my monsters return. Takata Jim stepped daintily over the supine human and climbed into the airlock.
Dr. Metz?
Toshio pulled the wounded man to one side and lifted his head. He whispered urgently as he applied a spray ampule of painkiller to the geneticist's neck.
Dr. Metz, can you hear me?
Metz blearily looked up at the young man.
Toshio? My boy, you've got to get away. Takata Jim has sent...
I know, Dr. Metz. I was hiding in the bushes when they shot you.
Then you heard, he sighed.
Yes, sir.
And you know what a fool I've been.
Now's not the time for that, Dr. Metz. We've got to get you away. Charlie Dart's hiding nearby. I'll go fetch him now while the Stenos are searching another part of the island.
Metz clutched Toshio's arm.
They're hunting for him, too.
I know, and you've never seen a more stunned chimp. He honestly believed they'd never think he helped me. Let me go get him, and we'll move you away from here.
Metz coughed, and red foam appeared on his lips. He shook his head.
No, like Victor Frankenstein, it seems I am murdered by my own hubris. Leave me. You must go to your sled and depart.
Toshio grimaced.
Their first stop was the pool, Dr. Metz. I followed and saw them sink my sled. I ran ahead then to chase the Kikui off the island. Denny taught me their panic signal, and they split like crazed lemmings when I called it out, so at least they're safe from the Stenos.
Not Stenos, Metz corrected. Demenso Cetus Metzi, I should think. Metz's mad dolphins. You know, I think I'm the first dolphin-perpetrated homicide, and...
He brought his fist to his mouth and coughed again. Metz looked at the red spittle in his hand, then up at Toshio.
We were going to give the Kikui to the Galactics, you know. I wasn't happy, but he convinced me.
Takata Jim?
Yes. Didn't think offering the location of the derelict fleet would be enough.
He's got tapes?
Toshio felt stunned.
But how?
Metz wasn't listening. He seemed to be fading fast.
Didn't think would be enough to win Streaker's freedom, so we'd give them the aboriginals as well.
The man grabbed feebly at Toshio's arm.
Don't let the fanatics have them. They're so promising. Must have kind patrons. Maybe the Linton or Cynthians. We're not suited. We'd make them caricatures of ourselves. We'd...
The geneticist sagged. Toshio waited with him. It was all he could do for the man. Metz roused once more a minute later. He stared up without singing.
Takata Jim,
he gasped.
I never thought of it before. Why, he's exactly what we've been looking for. I never realized, but he's not a dolphin. He's a man. Who in the world would have thought?
His voice faded into a rattle. His eyes rolled upward. Toshio found no pulse. He lowered the corpse to the ground and slipped back into the forest.
Metz is dead, he told Charles Dart.
The chimp looked out from the bushes. The whites of his eyes shone.
But that's
homicide, I know. Toshio nodded, sympathizing with Charles Dart. The one standard technique of uplift humans had taken unmodified from the Galactics was to ingrain a revulsion of patron murder in their clients. Hugh thought it particularly hypocritical, considering man's liberal record in other areas. Still,
then they won't think twice about shooting you and me.
Toshio shrugged.
What are we gonna do?
Charlie had dropped all professorial mannerisms. He looked to Toshio for guidance. He's the adult and I'm the kid, Toshio thought bitterly. It should be the other way around. No, that's foolish. Age or patron-client status has nothing to do with it. I'm military. Keeping us alive is my job. He kept his nervousness hidden. We'll do as we have done, Dr. Dart. We've got to harass them and keep them from taking off as long as possible. Dart blinked a few times, then protested.
But we'll have no way off then. Can't you get Streaker to come for us?
If it turns out to be at all possible, I'm sure Jillian will try to make arrangements, but you and I are expendable now. Try to understand that, Dr. Dart. We're soldiers. They say there's a kind of satisfaction in sacrificing oneself for others. I guess it's true. Otherwise, there wouldn't ever be legends. The chimp tried to believe. His hands fluttered.
If they get back to Earth, they'll tell about what we did, won't they?
Toshio smiled. You bet. Charlie looked at the ground for a moment. In the distance, they could hear the Stenos crashing through the forest.
Toshio, there's something you ought to know.
What is it, Dr. Dart?
You remember that thing I wanted to make them wait a few hours for before taking off?
Your experiment. Yes, I remember.
Well, the instruments I left aboard Streaker will take the data, so the info will get home even if I don't.
Hey, that's great, Dr. Dart. I'm happy for you. Toshio knew what that meant to the chimp scientist. Charlie smiled weakly.
Yeah, well, it's too late to stop it from happening, so I figure you ought to know so it doesn't surprise you.
Something about the way he said it made Toshio feel uneasy. Tell me, he said. Charlie looked at his watch.
The robot will be where I want it in 80 minutes.
He glanced up at Toshio a little nervously.
Then my bomb goes off.
Toshio fell back against the bole of a tree.
Oh, great. That's all we need.
I was gonna tell Takata Jim just before, so we could hover when it exploded,
Charlie explained sheepishly.
I wouldn't worry it too much, though. I looked over Denny's map of the cavern below the island. I'd say there's at least even money the mound won't fall in, but, you know.
He spread his hands. Toshio sighed. They were going to die anyway. Fortunately, this latest twist didn't seem to have any cosmic implications.
This ends Side 1 of Cassette 11.